Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Tuesday morning. Tuesday, October the 3rd, 2023, 12 minutes past the hour, 58 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. And weather like this, apparently, is only going to hold up for about three more days. Today, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then after Thursday, I think we go into the real autumn weather. And from my understanding, Friday is supposed to be very rainy and cool. And then Saturday, I don't even think we're supposed to hit 60 degrees. So a big change as this week progresses along. Now, you know, sometimes you have mornings where things are going fine and everything's working perfectly and you've got time to breathe and so on and so forth. This morning was not one of those mornings. Now, technology is a wonderful thing when it works correctly. But I tried to connect to the studio this morning, and immediately it was not working properly. So I had about 5 minutes to figure out what the problem was and make sure we were up on the air properly. And we are up on the air properly. I hope everybody can hear me okay out there this morning. But that was a scramble because the obituary report was not very long this morning. I think only about 2.5 minutes. And the news report was only about 1.5 minutes this morning. And the weather report was under 1 minute. So, hey, we got on the air in time. And I think everybody can hear me out there. So thank goodness for that. Now, got to kick off the news. Got to kick off the morning here with some news. I went out this morning to drive down to get the large Diet Coke that I get every morning, and not too far away from my house, I'm going through the Meyer parking lot, and I notice that there are two state patrols across the street at the car wash, the place where you clean your car out, across the street from Meyer. I see two state patrols there, and I think, well, wonder what they're doing there, because I really couldn't see anything else. So I go up to the light there at Meyer to pull out of the parking lot, and I can see right across the street. And there are two state patrols there, and a car. Now, it was an SUV, a black SUV, which was off the road, down the embankment, and the back of it was sticking straight up. Now, it did not look like it hit the telephone pole. The telephone pole was right there on the corner. It did not look like it hit the telephone pole. I could see where the airbag had been deployed. I did not see anybody there, and I did not see another car there, and I really couldn't see any damage to the SUV because it had driven off the road, and the back end of it was sticking straight up. So I really don't know what happened. But two state patrols there. Now, the interesting thing was, so I drive up to McDonald's, which is, what, 1/4 mile from that particular location. Drive up to McDonald's, and I go through the line, which didn't take very long. Probably took, I would say 5 minutes maybe. So I'm coming out of McDonald's, and I'm going through the TJ Maxx parking lot now. And I see a big semi pulled over in that parking lot by a state patrol. So the state patrols are out this morning, apparently on Route 95 here, looking for people, certainly. And then I came back, and of course it had only been about 5-10 minutes since I had went down to McDonald's. And of course the SUV was still fender first, I guess, there in the embankment at the car wash. Now, the interesting thing, though, was when I was coming back from McDonald's, they were having some traffic issues there at Meyer and the car wash. They were trying to route traffic through the car wash parking lot, which I don't know how well that was working. It looked like it was working fairly well, but any better than that, I don't know. Did anybody have on their scanners or anything this morning? Does anybody know what happened there? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. It was quite a scene there this morning on Route 95. I hope nobody was hurt in that accident. I really could not see if there was really any damage to that SUV, but it definitely was straight up and down there off the embankment at the car wash. So hopefully everybody's okay if there was some kind of accident. I don't know if somebody just drove off the road. I don't know what happened. It's interesting to see a car sticking straight up and down like that. Hopefully they'll be able to pull that out and get it on the trailer and get traffic moving there on Route 95, Marion's busiest road, momentarily. But that's what I saw. Now, last night, I'll tell you, had an interesting night last night. Got a call last night, probably 8:30, 9 o'clock, asking if I wanted to go out for a late lunch, and ended up going down to Burger King last night, probably around 9 o'clock. You know, Burger King does not have bad sandwiches. You know, out of the three big fast food chains, Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, it seems to me that Burger King kind of gets the worst reputation of them all and seems to be the least busy. But, you know, I went there last night, and they have very good fries, and they have very good burgers. And, of course, I'm eating their fries and their burgers till after 10 o'clock last night, so got home kind of late, but had a good time. You know, the weather was beautiful yesterday, so it was fun going out. Now, how do you feel about – we've talked a lot in the past about things from the past. But when it comes to current fast food, and I'm not talking about restaurants, I'm talking about fast food. Who do you think has the best burgers? Burger King, McDonald's, or Wendy's? Now, I have my own feeling about that. But who has the best burgers? And I guess we could throw Rally's in there. Rally's has burgers. I think Del Taco has burgers. Other than that, though, I don't think there are a whole lot of places that have hamburgers to go other than those four. Rally's, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King. Who do you think has the best burgers? If you want a burger, where do you go? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, October the 3rd, 19 minutes past the hour, 60 degrees and sunny skies. Oh, and yesterday we did have a trivia question left. We did do trivia the last hour yesterday, and we did go back to our old trivia questions, and we got most of them answered. I said, what was Turop's restaurant famous for? And we guessed that it was cream pies, banana cream, or coconut cream. And then we talked about George Kosotis and his restaurant. What two things were his restaurant famous for? And we got the baklava sundae. But there was one other thing that we did not get. What other thing was George Kosotis' restaurant famous for? So for all of you who guessed yesterday and did not get the correct answer, because we took that one right up to the top of the hour yesterday, right up to the end of the program, does anybody remember the other thing that George Kosotis' restaurant was famous for? We had the baklava sundae. That was the famous dessert that you got at George's place. But what was the dish, kind of the main course thing that George was famous for? And I think to this day, George still prepares these from time to time at 91 years old. Does anybody know what the famous George Kosotis dish was? If you do, give me a buzz here this morning, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Or, again, who has the best burgers in town? If you want a fast food burger, where do you go? McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Rally's, where's the place to go if you want a good burger? 740-751-4038. Okay. Mentioned this yesterday. Got a message from one of our listeners, Kevin Griffith, over the weekend. And the Busy Bee Convenience Store, which we had talked so much about here on the station, which has taken over the certified location on Main Street, is now up and running as of Saturday. So the Busy Bee is up and running. If you want to stop by there and grab something, it's there. Has anybody been in the Busy Bee Convenience Store yet? What's it like in there? What kind of items can you get in there? Again, if anybody has anything to say in regard to that, we're looking for information here this morning. 740-751-4038. Okay, and I also did want to mention again, because I did not hear anything back from our listener. Well, I'll go through this story again. One of our listeners, maybe more than a couple of our listeners listen in a doctor's office. And during the Grandview garage sales this past August, I believe it was, I ran into one of them, and she was telling me how, because of this station, she's able to win prizes for her autistic son, and because he's autistic, they don't have a lot of money, and they're able to go places. Well, we had a listener who listens in Florida who heard me tell that story. So they sent me a gift for that person. But I'm going to have to hear from that person before I can get that gift to them. So I do have that gift ready for that person. So if they're out there listening in that doctor's office, you know, I don't even know what doctor's office it is, to be honest. But if they're listening, give me a buzz so we can set up a time for you to get this gift. And what a nice thing that was to send that gift from Florida. And they really do want to be anonymous, which I think that's very cool. Because, again, as I said yesterday, we've had the conversation on this station so many times. Why do people do things? Do they do things because they want to be authentic? Or do they do things because they're trying to win somebody over? Well, this person doesn't even know this other person. They live in a different state, and they didn't even put their name on the card. So it's just a nice act, I think. Okay. Well, we're 4 days away from the big Ohio State game coming up on Saturday, of which I have been invited to the tailgate and the big game at the Shoe on Saturday, Maryland versus Ohio State. Here's my thing. It's going to be cold Saturday, but I like that when it comes to college football. And I am allowed to bring somebody with me, so that's a good thing. But who's going to win this game? You know, I was reading in Sports Illustrated yesterday that Maryland is 5-0. And although they are not ranked, it looks like there's a good chance that Maryland might win this game. It's certainly not impossible. Let's put it that way. Not impossible that Maryland could beat Ohio State on Saturday. Now, of course, Ohio State is still favored to win, and it will be at the Horseshoe, and they have had 2 weeks off. But does any of you sports aficionados out there, do you have any thoughts on this big game coming up, Maryland and Ohio State on Saturday? I don't know. I just have a funny feeling that Maryland might win. Now, I'll be at the tailgate and, of course, supporting Ohio State, and I'm an Ohio State alumni, but I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen. Does anybody have any thoughts on the big game on Saturday? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Okay, well, I said this yesterday as well. I got asked to be a guest on another program. Now, I have not turned this down yet, but, you know, I'll tell you, when you do interviews, you don't really like to be interviewed. Now, I guess that's not true for everybody, but it certainly is true for me, and it certainly is true for a lot of other people who have been in this business. For some reason, when you do interviews with people, I don't know what it is, but you don't like to be interviewed. It's not like, it's not because you have something to hide or anything like that. It's just more along the lines of, what do I have to say? Because I feel like I say it all here every morning. So it would just kind of be a rehash of stuff I've already said on this program. So I don't know. I don't know if I want to be on another program or not. It's nice that they invited me. I certainly do appreciate that. But I don't know that my story is all that interesting, and I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. But I thank them for asking, and I have not turned it down yet. So I guess it's still under consideration. So we'll see what happens as the days go on. Still have not made the choice of what I'm going to get as a gift from another place that I work who is celebrating a certain amount of time that I've been there. I reached a milestone at another one of the jobs that I work, and because of this milestone, they sent me a catalog of things that I could order. Now, there are male and female gifts in this catalog. And, you know, the male gifts in there, there's really nothing all that exciting. It's things like digital alarm clocks and things like that. It's nothing hugely exciting. But there are some nice items in there for females. So here's what I thought. I thought, well, I could order one of these items for a female, you know, jewelry, things like that. And then with Christmas just a couple months away, I could give that item to them. Now, yesterday, this came to the idea, is that a re-gift of an item? Because if I order it with them in mind, is that me re-gifting the item? Because I think re-gifting is when somebody gives you a gift that you really don't want, then you pass it along to somebody else. But I don't think this is re-gifting because I'm buying this or ordering this. I shouldn't say buying. I'm ordering this with that person in mind. And there's some very nice gifts, very nice jewelry. So what do you think about that? Is that a bad thing to do? And of course, obviously, I'm not going to tell the person that this is what I've done. Oddly enough, though, that I'm telling this story here during the talk show this morning where people are hearing it. I don't know. Is that a bad thing to do? Order a gift for somebody that was meant for you, but then give it to them, even though you know that it was meant for them? I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. I'll tell you, gift giving on the whole is a very complicated subject for a lot of people. Because there's this whole idea that if you get me a gift, I have to get you a gift. And some people feel obligated to get people gifts on certain days of the year. And I don't think you should ever feel obligated to get somebody a gift. Although, this does bring up a story again of something I said last week. And again, it's not a bad thing. This is not a bad story at all. It's just a peculiar story. Because at the end of the, well, let's say it was back in May last year. Back in May, somebody came to me and said, hey, I've got a gift for everybody. A group of people. And I said, well, that's nice. And they said, I've already purchased the gifts, I have the gifts, and I'm going to distribute those gifts. Good. Well, May passed, June passed, July passed, August passed, September passed, and I never heard anything more about the gift. Now, again, I'm not saying that I'm asking for a gift here. Because I don't think you should ever ask for a gift. I think that's kind of bad taste. But what I am saying is, I don't know what happened with this thing. And I think it's a little inappropriate on my behalf to ask what happened to it. And I'm not sure what it was to begin with. You know, it might have just been a coffee mug, for all I know. Which, that's not a horrible thing. I think any gift you get, gift-giving etiquette, you should take, even if it's not something you particularly want. But I don't know what happened to that gift. Allegedly, It was there in May. It had already been purchased. And here we are in early October, and I never heard anything more about it and never saw the gift. So I don't know what happened. Now, would you, listening audience, would you ask about the gift? Would you bring it up? What do you think? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Somebody's got to have an opinion out there this morning about these type of things, because I just don't know exactly what gift-giving etiquette is when it comes to something like that. When somebody says they have a gift for you, and then you just don't see it for 4 months, I don't think you should bring it up to them, because, again, that's like asking for a gift, and I don't think you should ask for a gift. But I am curious, because I'm a curious person in general, what in the world happened to this thing? But maybe that's just me. All right. Well, if anybody has any thoughts, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. And again, that also falls under the category of, is it okay to order this gift out of this catalog for somebody? A female, because the female gifts are just better than the male gifts, and give it to them without them knowing that it came from the catalog from a business that I work for. Is that okay? See, again, I don't think that that's re-gifting. I think that that's just giving a gift. For your service, you got a nice gift, so you give the gift to that person. Because I am picking out the gift specifically for this person. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Has anybody thought of George Kosodis's famous dish yet? As I say, yesterday we got all those questions answered. Turoff's was famous for the cream pies, banana and coconut cream. And George was famous for the baklava sundae. But we still don't have the main dish that he was famous for. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts out there this morning? 61 degrees and 33 minutes past the hour. Okay. I think we might have covered the waterfront here this morning on this particular subject, on our subjects this morning. Oh, by the way, this Friday we will have Carrington and Matt back on the program, and Sean on Friday night. And we'll have a whole host of programming on Friday morning. We'll also tape the television shows. Oh, maybe this is somebody with a correct answer. We can only hope. Go ahead, caller.
No, I don't see anything wrong with you ordering that from the catalog for the other person. That would be perfectly fine.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I get this catalog probably about a month ago for being at a certain job for a period of time, and they do have some nice gifts in there. But the gifts for men are not all that exciting, and I am not a guy who wears jewelry, so that would not appeal to me. But there are some gifts in there for females, like, you know, very nice bracelets and necklaces and rings and things like that. And I thought, you know, I could get that. And then with Christmas, only a couple months away, I could give that to somebody. I know exactly who I would give it to. But then I thought, is that the wrong thing to do? Because, you know, obviously I got that gift for free for being at a job for a particular amount of time.
Thank you.
But I don't think it's a big issue.
No, I think that's perfectly fine. But now, the other situation, I didn't really hear the whole thing about someone said they had a gift for you.
But yeah.
Did they say that they had sent it? I mean, if they had said they sent it and you haven't received it, then I would say something, because they evidently don't know you didn't receive it.
Well, no, I think it was supposed to be in person. Don't have to get me a gift. And the person said, no, I've already bought it. And I said, well, okay, that's nice. And then for some reason, it was just never brought up again. And here we are in October, and that person has never brought it up again, and I've never brought it up, and I don't know what happened. Now, I don't think it was going to be mailed, so I don't think that happened. And I have seen this person since then, so I don't know what happened with that, but I don't want to ask about it because I feel, you know, that's inappropriate.
Yeah. Well, I guess you're just stuck.
Going to be out a gift on this one, I guess.
Unless you say, well, did I dream this or did you tell me that you had a gift for me?
Well, I'll tell you how far it got, because when we had the conversation about the gift, she said, the girl goes, well, I've already purchased the gift for you. And I said, well, that's okay. I said, but you didn't have to do that. And, you know, maybe it's just a coffee mug or something. And they go, no, it's something you're really going to like. And so I know that this conversation happened. I just don't know what happened to the gift.
Well, I really don't know what to say.
I think I fell down the list. You think Ohio State's going to beat Maryland on Saturday?
I hope so.
You know, I was looking at this Maryland team last night, and it seems to me they're 5-0, and I think there's a big possibility that they could pull this off on Saturday.
Well, it depends on the attitude. If they can stay fired up like they were fired up the last time, but if they get complacent, the minute they get complacent, then it goes down the tubes. So they need to stay fired up.
What do you think it is about the Ohio State team this year where they're only winning by inches and really not playing like we think Ohio State should play?
Well, I don't know, but they need to get it together.
I think you're right.
Yeah, they need to get it together and stay. I mean, I've never seen him fired up like he was after that other game, and they need to stay that way. You've got to stay that way. You've got to stay fired up.
Well, I think there was a lot riding on that game because Lou Holtz, the former coach of Notre Dame, had called him soft, and they about lost the game. It came down to the last play. So I think there was just a lot riding on that. And probably a lot of pressure going in his direction.
Yeah, but it fired him up and fired them all up. So
hopefully it carries over.
Attitude counts for a lot.
I think you're right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
We always enjoy the phone calls here. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you get the busy signal, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call on in. Little topics of discussion here, 39 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Topics this morning, the Busy Bee convenience store has opened up as of Saturday. Has anybody been in there? Is it a good place to go? What do you think about the Ohio State game coming up this Saturday, Maryland versus Ohio State? A game which apparently I will be at. Tailgate and all. Is it okay to give somebody a gift that you got for your service? Is that re-gifting, or is that okay? Should you ask about a gift that you did not receive, even though the person said they were going to give you this gift? What about that? Does anybody know anything more about this SUV that was in the ditch down here on Route 95 this morning near the car wash? Well, right in front of the car wash across from Meijer. Who has the best burgers in town? I don't think we got any response on that. Who has the best fast food burgers? If you're going to go get a burger from someplace, Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's, Rally's, if you're really just hungry for a burger, where are you going to go? Now, last night, you know, 9, 10 o'clock, I was at the Burger King with somebody, so it wouldn't have been hard to find me last night. But where would you go for a burger? Of course, the George Kasotis question still hanging over us here today. Aside from the baklava sundae, what was the other thing that George Kasotis' restaurant was famous for? On 403, or if there's anything else on your mind that you would like to discuss, we can do that. Now, here's something that happened last night, and I don't even know. I'm just going to read this story because it's a little confusing, and I don't know how many people have been following this, but the headline was, Education Services Will Continue in Ohio Despite Court Order. Governor says Ohio Department of Education will die at midnight. His office won't be able to appoint new department heads to the Ohio Department of Education and workforce. Now, here's the story on this if you hadn't heard. A court order has blocked the creation of the Ohio Department of Education and workforce, which was intended to go into effect at midnight, complicating services like payments for busing and approving school vouchers for family to attend private schools. But Ohio Governor Mike DeWine said many of the services currently provided by the Ohio Department of Education, which under the most recent budget were expected to move to the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce, will continue. We have good people in the department, DeWine said. We have them to come to work tomorrow. And let's move the state forward. DeWine said he won't appoint a new director or deputy director of the new department. The court order was in response to a lawsuit filed in September from seven members of the Ohio State Board of Education, which oversees the Ohio Department of Education. The seven members said moving many of the oversight powers of the state board, school board, to the governor's office violated the Constitution. DeWine said the governor's office is interpreting the court's order not to create a new department as to take no action toward the Department of Education and Workforce, but he said ODEW will be created at midnight no matter what a judge says because of the way the budget was written. In law, the Ohio Department of Education no longer exists, said Ohio Lieutenant Governor John Husted, who joined DeWine during a press conference on Monday night. The Department of Education and Workforce exist. DeWine said the state would make sure that checks to employees continue to go out. Chris Woolard has been appointed the interim superintendent of public instruction. DeWine said the state will continue to move forward while being respectful of the judge and the court orders. Okay. Well, apparently the Department of Education died last night at midnight, and now it is under the governor's office. And the State Board of Education had sued, apparently the governor's office, for moving the duties to the governor's office. Now, here's a question. Do you think the governor's office is best suited to run education here in Ohio? Because that's what a lot of this sounds like. So, apparently, the Board of Education, the Ohio State Board of Education, feels that moving the powers of oversight to the governor's office violated the Ohio Constitution. I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? Do you think it's a good idea to move the oversight of the Ohio State Board of Education to the governor's office? Now, apparently there was a lawsuit filed in September by seven members of the Ohio State Board of Education trying to block this. But apparently, Governor DeWine interprets that a little different way, So he went ahead anyway, and I guess the Ohio State Board of Education died last night. Was that the quote we got? Yeah. Governor says Ohio Department of Education will die at midnight. His office won't be able to appoint new department heads to the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce. Okay. So the question out there is the governor's office best suited to run education in Ohio? And has anybody heard more about this story than what I'm giving here this morning? 46 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I don't know. Does it seem to you like everything that has to do with government, even this state government, always turns into some kind of a mess? That somebody wants to do something, somebody sues somebody, then one person goes ahead and does it anyway, and who knows where we are? You know, there's a lot that goes into education. Busing, vouchers, food, pay for people, retirement, a lot of stuff. So I don't know. Is the state government best suited to oversee the Ohio Board of Education? And how do you feel schools are doing in general here in Ohio? Do you think schools are serving people as well as they should or could? I don't know. You know, people have a lot of pride in their schools, and we're coming up in November here, and I believe there are some schools that are going to have levy issues on the ballot. Now, I don't know if the levy issues are going to pass. Levies have been very difficult to pass in recent years, and I think I was reading the other day that River Valley has some levy issues on the ballot. And apparently there's going to be here's the problem. Like I was reading the other day, that River Valley, I guess, is going to have an open house kind of describing what the levies are all about. Well, the problem is, it seems to me that the only people who come to these open houses are people who have kids who go to that school. Now, if you're already interested, chances are you're probably already going to pass the levy anyway. So these open forums are nice, and it would be great if people outside the school district did come to the meetings, but it doesn't seem like that's what's happening. And I really don't know how you fix that system if you really need a levy passed. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? Do you still vote on levies out there? Do you still vote on bond issues when it comes to schools? Does anybody really know a lot of times if it's a renewal or if it's a new levy issue? What's the whole issue there? 49 minutes past the hour here. 10 minutes left to go in this particular portion of the program. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Talking education here with 10 minutes left to go in this particular hour. Is the state best suited to control or have oversight over the Ohio Board of Education? And why is it so difficult for levies to be passed in Marion County? Now, I'm sure we're not the only place that has this problem, but it is a problem. And people want these levies and bond issues passed. And why it doesn't happen anymore, I don't know. You know, they used to pass quite a bit. I'm not saying all of them passed, but a good portion of the levy and bond issues did used to pass. Now, it's a whole different thing. And with what Governor DeWine said last night, Governor says Ohio Department of Education will die at midnight. Well, we're a little over 8 hours past midnight last night, so apparently the Ohio Department of Education did die last night. How do you think this is going to affect things being under the governor's office when it comes to the Ohio Department of Education? Well, those are the issues here this morning. 740-751-4038. Feel free to call in. Let your voice be heard. We like all opinions on this program, no matter what they are. I think education's a big deal when it comes to the state. You know, it's a funny thing. A lot of parents who have kids in school, I think they vote yes on the levies, but I don't really know if they... I don't want to say that they don't care, but it just seems like... I don't even know if they know what the levies are for or how much it's going to raise the property tax and all that sort of thing. You know, open enrollment has become a huge issue, especially in Marion County, where we have five different school districts. That has made for a big, big issue. And I don't know what you do. Do you think that the parents in general of the students who have levies pay attention to those? I bet I could go up to a parent of River Valley right now and there could be others, but River Valley right now I think has two levies on the ballot for the fall. I bet I could go up to any student at or any parent at River Valley and say, what are these levy issues about? And I don't know if they would know. Now, I'm not saying they're not going to vote for them. I think they probably will vote for them. But, you know, people are very worried about their property taxes and open enrollment. If you have a student who goes to River Valley and you don't live in the River Valley district, well, the property taxes don't affect you. And, look, one of our old listeners is back this morning. I thought she abandoned the program altogether. I just heard the ding here. Well, this is coming from a parent of a River Valley student, and it says, yes, we do pay attention to the levies. Well, I'm not saying that the parents are uninvolved. I guess what I'm saying is that I don't know. See, it's hard to convince people to vote for a levy issue if you don't vote in that district. Because the only people who vote in that district are people who live in that district. And if your kids are open enrolled, you don't even get a chance to vote. So, I don't know. It's a strange thing. And I think they have these forums, like I was reading that River Valley is going to have this forum, kind of trying to inform people what these levy issues are about. But, I think the only people who go to those are the parents. And I assume the parents are already voting yes. I don't know. If I'm wrong, let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And, of course, the big headline this morning, the Ohio Department of Education died at midnight last night, according to Governor Mike DeWine. And the new organization, the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce, I guess, will come down the pike. And we'll see how that all shakes out. Lawsuits and all being filed. And again, I got my big Ohio State game this weekend. Tailgate game, the whole thing. Who's going to win, Ohio State or Maryland? I don't know. I think Maryland could win. They're undefeated. 5-0. I can't say that when I'm down at the game. You know, you'll get the Ohio State... I think that's just getting a nice gift for somebody you like. And you don't have to pay for it. With Christmas only a couple months away. I think it's perfectly fine. Does anybody have a problem with that? I don't think that that's a bad thing at all. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And our trivia question, left over from yesterday, I don't think we're going to get it here. We asked what Turoff's restaurant was famous for. It was cream pies, banana cream, and coconut cream. We asked what George Kosotis' restaurant was famous for. We got the baklava sundae, but we did not get the main dish. I'll tell you, George would be disappointed in us for how many times he's been on this station, and he has mentioned what his famous dish was. And I know he has mentioned it many, many times. What is that main dish? 740-751-4... Maybe about a month ago, he went to see a Green Bay Packers game, and you know, the most famous item that you can buy at a Green Bay Packers game is the cheese head. The authentic Wisconsin cheese head. So, Matt went to this game, and he bought me a cheese head. Now, there's a gift. Matt got me a cheese head, and he brought that back. And I think it's one of the neatest things in the world. Now, you cannot wear this thing. It does not fit on anybody's head properly. I asked Matt. He said it doesn't fit on his head right. I tried to put it on. It doesn't fit on my head right. I don't know how these people in Wisconsin who go to these Packer games wear this thing. But it's just awkward. I think because it's a triangle, and when you stick your head in it, it just does not feel as good as it should. It doesn't feel secure is the problem, because there's no hat in there that it actually sticks to. I don't know. I'll tell you, when Carrington comes back this Friday, we're going to continue the conversation about changing in your car, especially if you're a female. This really is more of a female issue, because we continued on with that conversation last week. You know, that came about 2 weeks ago, because Carrington came in, and we finally asked her the question on Friday night. Well, how is it that in the course of 15 minutes from the drive over from work to the studio that you get your clothes changed? Now, Matt and I and Sean continued that conversation last Friday night, and to be honest with you, I still don't know if that's the proper thing to be doing. You know, I don't know. If you're at a stoplight and you want to change your pants, I guess that's fine. But with a female, as opposed to a male, I do think it's a little more problematic when you're changing your shirt at a stoplight and the cars are obviously stopped around you. I don't know. We'll talk more on the other side of this break. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you.
I know.
Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, I figured.
Yeah.
You've never asked anybody that question.
I wouldn't even know. To 40th.